Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is investigating two alleged incidents of assault on corrections officers at the county jail. The first incident happened on Wednesday night when maximum security inmate Chris Frank, who was being escorted to the shower by two deputies, turned and attacked one of the officers with his fists. The second officer used a taser that forced Frank back into his cell, and he was secured inside and now faces several additional charges. On Thursday morning, the second attack occurred when inmate William Abram attacked a deputy during a routine cell check. Additional deputies reached the scene, but the use of a taser had little effect, and it took physical force to subdue Abram. Abram was taken into custody, and the injured corrections officer was treated for injuries at a local hospital. A sheriff's deputy on patrol near Fortuna conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 25-year-old Fortuna resident Robert Ellis, a man he knew had a suspended license and was on probation. After the deputy conducted the traffic stop, he spoke with Ellis and the front seat passenger, Alyssa Brock of Willow Creek. Brock admitted she had syringes and a small amount of heroin and meth hidden in her bra. The deputy then spoke with the backseat passenger, 25-year-old Daniel Langevin. Langevin said he had no drugs and asked to leave the scene, and the deputy allowed him to do so. As Langevin was walking away, the deputy found a small box that contained what appeared to be meth and heroin, and it was located under the seat where Langevin had been sitting. The deputy drove after Langevin, contacted him, and then arrested him for possession, and he was booked into county jail. Brock and Ellis were cited at the scene and released. A two-alarm fire sent two residents of a freshwater house to the hospital, closed down Freshwater Road, and kept Humboldt Bay Fire and supporting units busy for more than 3 hours on Thursday evening, and the cause of the blaze is a suspected honey oil hash lab. When firefighters reached the scene at 4:15, they found heavy smoke and fire coming from the attic area of the house, and they located one victim who had escaped the house and needed medical attention. Firefighters made an interior attack on the blaze and found a well-established fire in the attic space. They also located two other residents. Blue Lake and Arcata provided mutual aid, and the blaze was brought under control in about 30 minutes. One firefighter suffered minor injuries after a fall from a ladder. Sheriff's deputies arrived to investigate the suspected hash lab, and damage to the structure is estimated at $30,000. Fire inspectors will return to the scene today to determine an exact cause. There has been an escape at the Sequoia Park Zoo. One of the zoo's red pandas decided she wanted to stretch her legs and see some of the world and wandered off from zoo premises on Thursday afternoon. The panda, who is named Masala, has been seen in Sequoia Park, and zoo staff are concerned for her safety. If you do see the panda, please do not approach it or try to capture it. The escapee is described as an adult red female panda, 4 feet long, with brownish-red fur, ridiculously cute eyes, and adorably fluffy ears. Anyone with information as to the panda's whereabouts is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At Tuesday night's Eureka City Council meeting, the council approved another ordinance aimed at addressing the homeless population in the city when they approved a public nudity measure. It's another step of many the city has taken in its crackdown on homeless encampments on city property, while opponents call the ordinance just another regulation to criminalize the homeless population. City Manager Greg Sparks said that the city is in a tough spot when it comes to the homeless, but they don't have the funding or the staff to solve the issue.
Certainly the point I've been making in the last couple months, probably more so, is that solving homelessness isn't a city of Eureka responsibility. And that some people find that inflammatory or disagree with that, but we spend $0 of local dollars of housing homeless people. We don't have a budget for that. We don't have staff for that.
While the city may not be responsible for solving homelessness, they are responsible for public safety, and that includes the impacts that homelessness has.
But we do deal with cleanups and we deal with enforcement issues. And that's not to say that we don't deal with housing. We apply for federal and state funds for affordable housing programs. We've got the Danco project coming up on the old downtowner. So we're definitely involved in affordable housing. But many cases from a homeless housing standpoint, the issue isn't affordable housing. It's whether or not there's free housing.
The latest ordinance passed the city council on a vote of 4-1. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.